Hey everybody, Bill Panoff here with Porto Cruise and Travel. I'm here with Pierre Francesco Vago, the Executive Chairman of the Cruise Division of the MSC Group. How are you?
Good, great. A little bit tired, jet lag, but we're here to give the right story to this incredible industry that is improving year on year. So
MSC is having a phenomenal year. I mean, the growth is just out of sight.
There is a lot of planning. We have an industrial plan. We are a global company, so we need to have the ships to support all the areas that we operate. We have a global brand. I define it sometimes as a local brand. So we operate in the Med, we operate in Northern Europe, we operate in the UK, in South Africa, sure. Middle East, and obviously North America. Now we need the ships to support the growth. Sure. That is the industrial plan.
How has MSC innovated over the years, and what key trends do you see shaping the future?
Our industry is very interesting because we design a ship, we design new prototype, and it takes 5 years to bring them to life, and then we amortize them in 30 years. So we're talking about today something that will have to be actual in 2035. So we're not only talking about sustainability, which obviously is a key part to the future of the industry, but as well to entertaining. What will people want to eat? How they want to be entertained? What will be the feature of the ships, of the cabin, the technology? In a world that it changes every 6 months, we have a new technology. So there is a lot of study, there is a lot of anticipating of what the world will be, and that it makes it so fascinating in so many ways.
In what way does MSC prioritize safety and security for their guests and crew members?
Well, it's paramount to us. Safety, obviously, is the number one thing. We're starting to understand as a cruise industry that we need to share, like good peers, all these systems and know-how, because we want to ensure that we have an industry that is absolute safe. Sure. Our assets move, so we have an advantage. Every time there is a geopolitical issue, the assets move, so we avoid the problems. But safety per se also for the customers and the crew living on the ship. So we develop a technology like a man overboard. We have a security. We have many features to ensure that safety. We have a maritime support center in London that controls the ships live as they operate, and you know, everywhere in the world, exactly what the engine room, what the bridge is doing, the trajectory, the itinerary, so we know exactly at any given time what is happening to every single ship.
Can you discuss MSC's commitment to diversity, inclusion, and corporate social responsibility?
We are a private company, so we understand what the world is all about, and it's a natural evolution in our values of a family company to actually have equal opportunities and to have the opportunity for everybody to grow. And this for us is key, because at the end of the day, we can have the best hardware, we can have the most important industrial plan, but people is our assets. Sure. That is the real winning force behind the success of MSC.
What sets MSC apart from other cruise lines, and what unique experiences do you offer to guests on board?
Well, we have, for example, the Yacht Club, which is unique. So we designed on paper, when we actually drew the GAA, we actually nested and cocooned this particular area on the top, in the bow, in the front of the ship. Sure. That is like an executive floor, let's say, for the hotel. So it's the privacy, the exclusivity, the luxury of a ship within a ship. So you have a private concierge, a private lounge, a private restaurant, private spa with incredible suites, with your own private butler. But then you have the fun of the bigger ship downstairs. So, you know, for also multi-generational families is a great advantage, because everybody can have fun.
Right.
And we actually develop further this logic with the districts and MSC World America that will be coming to these shores next year in April. Will actually show all the different districts, so that the population, our guest population, can actually find themselves in an organic way, you know, with the same peers, with the same people, you know, in different areas of the ship. So for family, for children, you know, newlyweds, older people, people that want to have fun, people that want to gamble. There is a district for everybody.
How does MSC prioritize sustainability and environmental conservation?
Conservation is at the heart of everything we're doing. Like I said before, we are a private company. We live by the sea. We are a division of a bigger group. We are the largest shipping operator in the world on the cargo side. So obviously, we live for the sea. We live by the sea. And the sea, there is no life without the ocean. So the ocean is everything for us. We have a responsibility for our future generations. And we start in, as a family, we set up the MSC Foundation because we realized that to just give money is not the way to go. Because you give money, but every dollar that you give, maybe to the project, to the field, only a small percentage arrives. So we realized that if we do it ourselves, then every single dollar goes directly to the project. So Ocean Key is a very good example. It's a marine private reserve. It's 100 kilometers away from the shores. And we transform into an ecological, sustainable, environmental project. So it was an old industrial area that we transform into paradise. We actually done partnership with the University of Miami, University of the Bahamas, to actually study for super coral. You know, Bill, that the global warming, the water raising temperature, corals are dying. Yes. And if corals dies, there is no fish. And if there is no fish, there is no life. And if there is no ocean, there is no life on Earth. So, you know, all these things really touches us, and that's something that we care and we want to do very well.
How does MSC engage with the local communities and support economic development in the destinations?
Well, again, destination, we always engage with coastal communities. We want to be a resource for them. We understand that we can bring an economic benefit, direct, indirect, induce a lot of our passengers that visit some of the territories that we go with our ships. Eventually, they go back with land tour operators. So we want to be systematic, not only in ensuring that we publish our itineraries with large advance, you know, 2 years in advance, so we can talk to the local community to ensure that the flow is a never an overcrowding impact to the local destination, but as well to have the systematic circular economy that benefits the local population. And by doing that, people love us, people love the cruise industry, people love MSC because it's a give and take in areas that are very rich, very difficult to reach. And that's, again, what our ships, our hardware can actually bring to the local economy.
In closing, now, what are MSC Cruises' expansion plans and upcoming developments that passengers can anticipate in the upcoming years?
Well, we are a global company. We are, I say many times, we are a local company because being global is one thing, but we need to understand how to operate local. It's one brand. Now we have a second brand, obviously, with a luxury, with Explora. Sure. And by being a global company, the market is growing. Asia just opened up. Japan is doing very well. We have Europe, Northern Europe. We actually have an operation in Africa. We have a big operation in the Middle East, in South America. And now we also come in North America. So as the growth and the demand, the pent-up demand is there for cruising, we need to have more ships being built so that we can actually make all these people and all our customers happy across the globe.
Pierre Francesco Vago, what a pleasure. Continued success with MSC.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.